also one of the directors for Bleach, and you do a number of roles there?
Yes, that's been very challenging. Bleach is a difficult show. It's very psychological, and there's a whole lot of Japanese words, and Yoroichi has been very interesting to sort of slip into and teach Ichigo how to really perfect his skills. And then, of course, you know, Tatsuki, it's interesting because Tatsuki taught Ichigo pretty much everything he knew since he was a kid about fighting.
And then Ururu was, you know, so shy that she didn't want to upset anyone. Ah, Chinta.
So what video games are you known as? Oh, my.
I've done quite a few video games. Oh, yeah. I've directed several. I did pretty much all of the Dot Hack, Black Rose, and Dynasty Warriors, and Soul Calibur.
Dynasty Warriors is one of my favorite games of all time.
It's amazing. It's so beautiful. I always ask if I can see the artwork for the characters that I'm doing, just to sort of get a sense of how they are visually. And whenever I go in, that I ask them if I can keep the artwork, and they usually let me. So, because that's beautiful images.
That is awesome.
They're stunning. Yes.
I love art of those.
Oh, it's incredible.
Because I play the games to unlock like the wallpapers, and I'm looking at those, and I'm like, those are just gorgeous.
They really are. It's art for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just beautiful stuff. And all the Tales games, Tales of Legendia, Symphonia, The Abyss, all of those I've directed, and I have characters in those as well.
So I want to talk about Power Rangers.
Oh.
Aye, 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 we're going to talk about Power Rangers?
Yes.
Right. Well, then let's.
Yeah, I was a young kid when it first started, so I watched the original.
Well, then you remember Scorpina.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I thought she was cool.
Yeah, so did I. We tried to get that actress to come and join the cast from Japan, but they never were able to secure that. We were trying to make more episodes with her.
Because there's just that episode where you're defeated and we don't see her again.
And she's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
A great costume. I've seen a few cosplayers pull that off. We had a beautiful turnout for Morphicon in Pasadena.
Oh, yes.
And that was a really fun thing to be a part of.
I mean, it's one of those cons, like, I kind of want to look to see what they're doing, but I don't want to because I can't go.
And because they only hold them every few years, it makes them more rare.
Yeah, they've only had the two. So.
Oh, it's great.
The first one, they're like, we're just doing this once. Last year, hey, we're doing another one.
Yeah, and I think they have plans for more. So it's a great thing that all of you have been supporting us in our Power Rangers days and beyond.
Your Alpha City, yeah. What was that like? Following the other Alpha Five.
Well, I liked that they sort of let it be a new version. So I wasn't really voice matching. I was kind of voice inspired by the previous Alpha. And it was a blast because I had been directing ADR and working with the actors. And I had a good handle on cast. And I was excited to be able to join it in that way more permanently. Because primarily I was voicing the villainesses in the suits. And there's a number of them. Red Eye, and I can't even think of them all. There were so many. It was like, which monster do I get to be today, you know?
Because there's a lot of voice actors who are monsters in all kinds of series. Yeah.
Pretty much, if you were a working voice actor in L.A., you've made an appearance on Power Rangers as a monster.
It's like most other actors in Law & Order.
Yeah.
But, you've done a lot of ADR directing.
Yes.
What are all the behind the mic?
Behind the mic, as far as directing sessions?
Directing.
I did the Love Hina series, Outlaw Star. We always hoped that we would get more episodes of Outlaw Star, and it's kind of disappointing that it came and went, but it was just, what a cool title.
It's one of those things I realized, I loved it when it was on Toonami. It was one of my favorites. And I realized, hey, I haven't seen all the episodes. And I haven't seen most of the series in order. And I still consider that one of my favorites.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. It's very, very close to my heart, too. I think it's a really cool combination of futuristic storytelling and then great, very simple, Earth-like, basic human conflict. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Wrap this up. So how's the con been going for you?
It's been great. I'm so glad I was able to come out.
Yeah, so I've seen you've been doing a few more cons.
I have been upping my appearances, and I'm trying to get in as many as I can this year, and I might take a break next year.
No, that's good. Like, you're getting out there. I can get my autograph.
It's really fun to have time with the fans. I tell you, being in a recording studio can be a very isolating and lonely experience. It's very intimate in that way, and it's necessary for the creative process to be able to have that time to just focus on what you're doing. But to come out and to be able to see everybody cosplaying and all the beautiful artwork that they bring us to sign and all the great toys. I can't wait to get in the dealer's room and pick up something.
I saw some of the art they were showing, yeah, and they're like,
beautiful stuff. The books, especially the Japanese editions I never really see unless someone brings us something to sign. So,
like, do you ever get to watch any anime, or is it from what you end up voicing?
I watch it every day that I'm in the studio.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember, like, Steve Blum, he talked about, he doesn't really get to watch anime. I'm like, that's so sad. I could never be a voice actor. I like anime too much.
Well, you have to consider that we do watch it. We watch so much that, you know, it's really our day job to watch anime. Yeah. So we're really exposed to all these great titles. And then, of course, when I'm directing, I'm involved with viewing down and mixing and being able to see the final outcome. And that's when all the pieces come together. And that's the biggest reward is when the payoff is when it's all completed.
Yeah. One final question, Phil.
All right.
You may not even be able to answer this. Anything you want to promote coming out or can promote?
I know. Isn't that crazy? I have to be very careful.
Well, this won't air until April, so.
That helps.
Saving a few weeks.
That helps. I'm in the middle of a very exciting new game title that I cannot mention, tease, but it will be, I think it will be a very well-received and very popular game title. I'm looking forward to that. I'm working on, ironically, I have a show that I did for a Korean company called Cloud Bread, and we were just nominated for an Annie Award. We attended those awards at UCLA, and I'm working on a few Mattel shows. I don't have a lot of anime shows right now. I've got...
Any more Bleach?
Yes, I've been working on Bleach. I worked on Bleach last week, and I was going to say about my Mattel shows, Monster High and Polly Pockets. So those are very cool. And I do have several other games coming up, but there'll be a lot to be looking forward to. I wish I could say more.
Okay, thank you very much.